that the rate to rent their bikes will increase as of Friday, up 8% compared to last year's rates. Bixie's explanation for the increase pointed to the significant costs associated with its development while maintaining the quality of its facilities, its bicycles, and its services. It also says in the explanation that the rate increases align with its long-term goal of expanding sustainable transport options throughout the Greater Montreal area. Last Friday in Ottawa, the Liberals and the NDP reached a deal to move forward on the first step of a national pharmacare program covering diabetes medication and birth control. According to both sides of the deal, implementing pharmacare will help expand healthcare options for millions of Canadians. However, on Monday, the provincial governments of Alberta and Quebec signaled their desire to opt out of pharmacare if implemented, citing a desire to maintain control over existing provincial programs. After a year of negotiations and rolling strikes in the fall, the Front Commune Alliance of Unions has adopted a deal for its 420,000 public sector workers. Katie Brady has more.
Aujourd'hui, le Front commun tourne la page des négociations intersectorielles.
Common Front leaders thanked its members and the public last Friday as they confirmed adoption of the tentative deal reached with Quebec late last year. The new five-year contract promises a 17.4% pay hike and an inflation safeguard. Cameron Campbell works at Dawson College in Montreal. He's not one of the 74% of Common Front union members who voted to adopt the agreement in principle.
I think that the general view was that I asked the "can we get more out of these idiots" question, politer than that, but that's what I asked. The general consensus was no, there was no more to get.
But he told CJLO it'll do for now.
The interest rate for our last year of our contract was 4 and a bit, and the interest rate for the year before was 6, almost 7, and then so far we're cruising at 2 point whatever. And so when we sign, we're already going to be like 4 in the hole at least. So it's just, I don't know, the money part annoys me, but I don't think there was any more money to get. It's hard to tell people that aren't getting a raise or aren't doing well or having a hard time affording food that, like, you know, we should have gotten more than 17 point whatever percent, but by the same token, when you divide it by 5, it starts looking kind of crap.
Campbell thinks the deal has elements which have potential to benefit other Cégep support staff and students. He's happy to see that tradespeople and mental health professionals within his school will now get paid the same as their counterparts outside of Cégeps. But he joins others in their frustration at Premier Legault's recent budget remarks.
I set aside my political views about him, and I come down to competency, and I just don't think he's very good. I disagree with almost everything that he thinks and says, but at the bare minimum, I'd like him to be able to count. It's willful, right? It's for political purposes.
Meanwhile, other public sector unions outside of the Common Front are growing frustrated. The SPGQ, Union of Government Workers in Quebec, have asked for a conciliator to step in and say strikes aren't out of the question for its 24,000 members. For the full interview with Cameron Campbell, check out CJLO's News Roundup on Spotify. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Kate.
Thank you. for CJLO 1690 AM. I am Maxwell. The show is REVC. Oh my god, it's been a while since I've been here. Right now, we're jamming out to some Isaac Hayes, Pursuit of the Pimpmobile. Isaac Hayes, a 70s classic. It doesn't get more classic than that. You know I love the Shaft soundtrack, but here is Pursuit of the Pimpmobile off of the Truck Turner soundtrack. Back when I was home, I saw Foxy Brown, you know, Pam Grier, on film. Oh my god, what an amazing movie. And Pam Grier has to be one of the most beautiful women that ever lived in all of history. She is just effervescent, and every single time she's on screen, no matter the hairstyle, no matter the dress, she just kills it. Oh my god, and I'm a sucker for a tooth gap like that. What can I say? But I've got a real fun show for you guys today. We're listening to this, some Pursuit of the Pimpmobile. After that, some more back home memories. I've got I Can't Leave You by The Destinations, Philly classic kind of doo-wop thing. And then after that, I Saw the Light, Todd Rundgren. I've been listening to a lot of Todd Rundgren, and he's from around where I am, so we're going to do some listening. It's a little bit of a walk down memory lane for me today, but I think we're going to have some fun with it together. And then later on, we've got a bit of a normal show for you guys. I've got some Leonard Cohen. I've got some Silver Jews. I never really play any Olivia Tremor, but I play a ton of Athens, Georgia stuff, so I feel like I really should. And, you know, the new Vampire Weekend, the new Mythic Archer, Holly. And maybe next week I've got a little special treat for you guys with her. But right now, let's just enjoy Pursuit of the Pimpmobile, some Isaac Hayes. It's going to be a good week, guys. Hope you're all wide and awake.
Dufford presents two exceptional events in Montreal. The virtuoso Gambian choir player Sonia Jabarte on March 8th at the National, and the iconic Malian singer Umo Sangare on April 21st at MTELUS. Take advantage of a special offer by visiting festivalnuitdafrique.com.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Thursdays on CJLO. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Wednesdays on cfrc.ca.
Hello everyone, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on the Magical AM Tuner, or you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at cjlo.com. Not .ca, we're totally in the United States. And you just heard before the ads, I Can't Leave You by The Destinations. Philadelphia, I would like to call them a classic, but probably not as well known, and we're going to continue on with this locale of my home city with some Toddy Rungreni. He did a lot more than just bang that drum all day, and you're about to find out.
To 20 years of boredom, crime to change the system from within. I'm coming now, I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. I'm guided by a signal in the heavens. I'm guided by this birthmark on my skin. I'm guided by the beauty of our weapons. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Just might win. You know the way to stop me, but you don't have the discipline. How many nights I prayed for this, to let my work begin. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Don't like your fashion business, mister. And I don't like these drugs that keep you thin. I don't like what happened to my sister. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Remember me, I used to live for music. Remember me, I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here. Are you sure? You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing
else to do.
Things that you do because you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out.
They'll tear your insides out because everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do
what common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
God, guys, that song makes me scream my chest out. Oh my, I'm lightheaded, my chest is hurting, I'm aching just because of how much I love that song, that cover. That was just Common People, the Pulp song covered by William Shatner and Ben Folds Five. I love that version. My radio station back home used to play it all the time. And then before that was First We Take Manhattan, Leonard Cohen. Those two songs, when I first got my license, I just had those things on a loop. But anyway, what you really want to know is that we're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm Maxwell. The show is REVC. And we're going to keep this rolling with some more advice to the graduate.
If you got a message, leave your name and number, and we'll get back. Down the back streets of the world.
Cut her hair.
everyone! That was just the B-52s, a hit you hear less often than the others, Give Me Back by My Man. Oh. That shouldn't be playing yet. Sorry guys, that shouldn't be playing yet. But before that, it was B-52s, Give Me Back My Man. Before that, Charmless Babes, Adrian Teacher and the Subs. He got lucky with that name, Adrian Teacher. The Subs thing, clever. He was taking advantage of that opportunity. Before that, the Olivia Tremor Control with Hideaway. Before that, Advice to the Graduate, Silver Jews. Now, you just heard the beginning seconds of Hey by Always. We're going to finish that song after the ads, and then we'll get into a new music for the week. Vampire Weekend, that thing is so good. Stay tuned.
Bone Sound is proud to present Shada Hayes. Discover the country folk of singer-songwriter Shada Hayes with Kindergarten Heart, an album as fun as it is profound. Available now on CD and colored vinyl. Shada Hayes will perform at Le Ministère on April 4th for the Kindergarten Heart record release show, sharing stage with her band and surprise guests. Tickets are on sale now. For more information and for all tour dates, go to bonesound.com.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone, or should I say goodbye? This brings us to the end of our episode of REVC. I've been Maxwell. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, where you're tuned in across the World Wide Web at CJLO.com. That was just Big Release Time by Holly McLaughlin, and expect next week a little surprise with her, perhaps an in-studio interview. That whole album she just came out with, Wooden Foot, not an album, an EP. And let me tell you, bar for bar, it is a piece of quality work. So dynamic, so varied in the instrumentation. Before that, the new Vampire Weekend, Capricorn. I'm sure you've been hearing that all over the place, but I quite like the direction that Ezra is going in, and I honestly liked it more than anything on the last album. I did like that album, but it didn't feel up to the Vampire Weekend standard, per se. Before that, it wouldn't be an episode of REVC without some Magnetic Fields. It was Boa Constrictor off their Class 69 Love Songs. And before that, Hey, off of the always landmark album Anti-Socialites. I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Good luck with midterms, and I'll be back next Monday.